Hello and welcome to Pull the Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by back row Rob Nash. How are you, Rob?
Very good, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Good. Right, last weekend the club ran in 11 tries to record a huge 76-3 victory at home to Glenheath. Were the team expecting to dominate proceedings so convincingly?
I think that, you know, we've had it in our armory all year to put a performance like that in, and with the dry weather coming together with you know, a couple of players coming back and whatnot, and yeah, I think the answer is yeah. You know, Glenheath are a real good team. We played them away last year, played them away last time, and the conditions were terrible. And I think, you know, we wanted a bonus point from that one, and the game could have been called off really. But you know, looking back now, it's done. The game was played, and we got the win. But yeah, it's always been there, and it was just great to score them 11 tries, really.
So, do you think the improvement in the weather is helping teams to open up now?
Definitely, yeah. The way that the game that Louis brought in, his game plan is to play open, expansive rugby. He wants quick ball, he wants ball at the back and players running through and taking players out, and obviously getting that ball wide and creating a space out wide to score tries. So yeah, I mean, if the weather holds up like this now in this last month, it'll play into our hands, definitely.
The club have now won two games in a row following defeats to RGC and Merthyr. Have you been pleased with how the squad have reacted to those setbacks?
I mean, I've played up in RGC like the last few years, not only with Pontypool, with Cross Keys as well, and it's a tough place to go, you know, whatever. We went up there to win. The scoreline didn't really reflect the game. They scored a couple of tries in the last 5 minutes, which gave them the bonus point and made the score look, you know, like they won convincingly. But after the second half, we were leading. And, you know, we were dominant, and basically, you know, we went out there to win. We didn't win. We had to bounce back. You know, we played Merthyr then, didn't we? We lost again then. Tough team, brilliant team. You know, they recruited well. And, you know, we expected to win that game as well. But, you know, we didn't. And, you know, we've bounced back now well. And We just got to win every game from here on in, and as long as we do that, we'll get promoted. And basically, that's our main mindset and our attitude going in.
And this weekend, promotion rivals RGC travelled to face Swansea. Will the squad give much thought to that match and how it could potentially, depending on the outcome, aid the club's promotion aspirations?
Personally, you know, every week since we lost the two on the bounce, I've been checking the table, checking, you know, RGC's fixtures, checking Bargoyne's fixtures, seeing who they got. Yeah, of course, I think we all know that the Swansea have got going down to RGC, and we're all hoping and praying that they're going to do a job on them. Obviously, RGC losing the week before, helped us massively. And if they, you know, if they lose down there now this weekend, that would be great for us. And then obviously, yeah, they have to come to us also. That is, you know, hopefully we'll win there. I've got no qualms that we're going to win at RGC. We're a little bit cut up that they beat us in that fashion up there. Once they come down here, we'll beat them. So if that's two losses, I think they've got Cardiff Met away as well, am I right to say?
I think so, yeah.
So, you know, that's another tough game. You know, Cardiff Met are no pushover, and especially they'll have to drive all the way down. And if they lose to Swansea this weekend, and they're in the back of their mind that really promotion might not be in their sights now, that bus ride coming down must be a hell of a 4 or 5 hour bus ride after losing two crucial matches that you should have won, and then potentially coming down to play us and hopefully losing to us. Hopefully it'll be sewn up by then, but that's fingers crossed and just being positive, to be honest.
And three of the club's final four games away from home, what impact will this have on the promotion push, do you think?
I think our games, we've got Bargoyne away, which is going to be a difficult game. A very difficult game. It's a tough place to go, tough place to win. So that's the last game of the season, as I said. I hope that it'll all be sewn up by then. Obviously, we'll RGC hopefully losing and us winning with bonus points. I think mathematically it is it should be okay. But Bridgend Athletic away, Blanskin, Tata Steel away, Blanskin. So as I said, this week by week, let's get the 4 points. That's the main priority. If we can just enjoy ourselves, play well, and then hopefully the bonus point will come. Bridgend Athletic, you know, we're playing down the Brewery Field, I think. So that should suit us. That's the mindset, really, that, you know, it's a difficult place to go down in that old place down Bridgend Athletic where they play. Not sure what the ground's called, but it's not a nice place. But the Brewery Field should suit us a lot better, especially with the dry weather and the large open pitch. I don't think we'll have no problem at Tata Steel or Bridgend Athletic, if I'm being honest. That's not being overconfident, that's just looking at the way we played on the weekend, and hopefully the dry weather coming in, we should be fine, but we can't go lightly into it whatsoever. That's my feeling. I think that'll be pretty much the same throughout the squad, but by no means are we going to be taking that easy just because I sound confident and positive. You know, we're going to put the effort in now this week in training, get the 4 points, as I said, get the 5 points hopefully, and then next week we'll go from there.
Great, thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
No problem at all.